Volume 2 of a half century of NBC comedy continues with a question. Can you guess who this next voice is?
The comedy gag writer is truly a forgotten soul. But if you don't mind being forgotten, have a terrific sense of humor, and what's more important, can put it down on paper, the top comedians are waiting right now with check in hand.
That's a senior at the University of Nebraska in 1949. His name? Johnny Carson.
Well, that's right, Bill Wendell. For my senior project at Nebraska, I recorded a bunch of radio comedy shows using a home tape recorder, spliced them together into a presentation on comedy writing. When my professor, Bill Dempsey, played the finished tape back, this is part of what he heard.
Let's look at one of radio comedy's most often used combinations, the use of exaggeration and the painting of a silly or ridiculous picture in the listener's mind by the means of words. Listen to the master of the exaggerated and ridiculous humor, Bob Hope.
Let's go over and see my uncle's display.
Now, which uncle is that?
Burbank Hope. He's got a new way to raise peaches. When he plants the seed, he pours some tequila over it.
Tequila's pretty powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, but that way you don't have to pick the peaches. They come up to the house, knock on the door, and say, as soon as I shave off this fuzz, I'll be ready for breakfast.
Well, you got to remember this was a term project for college. It had to be scholarly and analytical. So at one point, I put in a list of all the various joke styles I could think of.
Exaggeration, insults, the use of a running gag, a silly or ridiculous picture, use of specific words, the two-way gag form and its extension by use of repetition and an abrupt vocal change or intonation, topping, and the wide use of misunderstanding.
Now, did you get all that down? Sounds like a grocery list. Well, I need an example of all those techniques being used. So I included a Milton Berle monologue from one of his early television shows. This kind of material made Milton the most watched star in the medium salad days.
Come on, folks, start laughing early. To the person who laughs loudest tonight, I am giving 2 tickets to South Pacific. Really, and the boat leaves in 20 minutes.
The boat leaves in 20 minutes!
You know, that's called an opening joke, you see. And really, and the ground should open up under the writer who gave it to me. The publicity that I've been getting. Last week, my picture's on the cover of Time and Newsweek, 2 magazines. And of the 2 magazines, they don't know which sold more copies, Collier's or Liberty. But if you think that I'm getting publicity, next year they're putting my brother Frank's picture on all income tax forms, illustrating a dependent. Where's Mr. Gallup? Oh, Mr. Gallup! Mr. Gallup!
What is it, Bill?
What is it, Bill?
Well, Mr. Gallup, tell me, what's new?
On this program, nothing.
Oh, Mr. Gallup, you're so delightful. You're a regular puss in boots. Whenever I see that puss, I want to boot it. Bandy words with Bill. Don't ad-lib with me, old boy. Mr. Gallup, humor like mine has to be trained.
Trained? Yours isn't even housebroken.
Quiet! After all, Mr. Gallup, my comedy...
Oh, comedy, comedy. Can't we spend some time commenting on important issues?
Important issues?
Yes. Now, for instance, the Russians just lifted the blockade.
The blockade? That was a joke.
Burl, if that was a joke, you'd have lifted it.
Quiet now!
In 1949, when I did this project, just about all the great radio comedians were on the air. So I was able to get some great excerpts from all the famous shows, especially Jack Benny's. Even back then, Jack was my comedy idol, and his style was never captured better than in this sequence.
Jack Benny has gone to the home of his violin teacher, Professor LeBlanc. The professor has been unable to go to Benny's home because of a sprained ankle.
Does Professor LeBlanc live here?
Oui, I am Mrs. LeBlanc.
Well, I'm Jack Benny.
Sacre bleu.
Thank you.
Who is he? Oh, it's me, Professor. I heard what happened to you, so I came over here for my lesson.
Sacré bleu.
Thank you. Professor, how's your sprained ankle?
A dismal failure.
What?
Nothing, nothing. If you are here for a lesson, let's get it over with.
Oui. I mean, yes. Now, Professor, when you were giving me my last lesson, what were we doing?
You were playing the Blue Danube, and I was picking up the dead flies.
No, no, no. I mean after that. Anyway, what number do you want me to play today?
The same one you have been practicing for weeks and weeks and weeks. Minuet Lantique.
Oh, yes. Here, I'll get my violin out of the cage.
Suzette, aren't you going to kiss me goodbye?
I am not going out.
You will in a minute.
Here we are. Now, just a second. I better tune up.
Does not make any difference.
Oh, yes. I have to be in tune. Now, shall I start with the minuet, Lanti?
Start with anything.
Okay.
No, Monsieur Benny. Every week you make the same mistake. How many times do I have to tell you it is not da 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 da?
Oh,
you have to slide. Da da da.
Oh yes. I'll get it this time.
Sacré bleu.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Pierre.
What is it, Suzette?
Vous l'apprenez à jouer au violon depuis 2 ans. Je ne l'ai tendu qu'une fois, mais il est le plus mauvais joueur que j'ai tendu dans toute ma vie.
Oui.
Oh, Professor, what did she say?
It loses something in the translation, but it means you stink.
Don't go away. Joan Rivers, Gilda Radner, and Eddie Murphy join Johnny when Volume 2 of the Half Century of Comedy continues. But first, Johnny's last words from his term project on comedy writing.
Bill Morrow, former writer of the Jack Benny Show, says, "Some of my best ideas strike me when I get up in the morning. So my advice is, always get up in the morning."